And I give our guys high marks for how we played in the first period. I mean, we were really pretty good. And then from there, you know, the second period was pretty much a draw. And then the third period, yet again, you know, we showed we couldn't really handle at this point playing with a big lead. And that's something we have to, you know, work on our composure, work on our mentality, you know, work on playing, you know, when you have a lead, especially on the road like this. And at the end of the day, CJ, that's a tough game for a goaltender to play. You know, in the first period, it was so one-sided, and to totally be leaned on at the end like that. And bail us out against, you know, that many penalty kills he had to face and the grade-A chances he faced in the third period. I give CJ really high marks for this one.
Ferris State was up 4-0 at one time and then 5-1. You talk about how the team is letting other teams come back into the game. You said a composure. I mean, do you think it's Ferris State just giving up and saying we got this one in the bag? Or what do you think happens to let in? The way I look at it is I think it's the other team start stepping their game up and realizing that Ferris State is kind of the real deal and we need to play better. Could be a mixture of both. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, Dom. And you know what? Lake State's a good team, and we knew that coming in. I mean, they were number 7 in the nation the pair-wise, and, you know, winning percentage-wise, they were right on the chase, you know, for the WCHA standings. And so we knew they were a good team coming in. And certainly they played like it. You know, they probably didn't play as well as they wanted to early on in the game, but, you know, they turned it around. And they played like the team that they can, the team we knew they would be. So, you know, it's not, again, like we were totally awful. You got to give a lot of credit to Lake State. At the same time, our issue was more that the mistakes we made turned into chain reaction mistakes. So, you know, we made a small mistake, then it was kind of snowballed into a little bit bigger one, then a little bit bigger one yet. And then before you knew it, you know, we took a penalty, we were on the kill, or it wound up in the back of our net, or whatever the situation was, you know, we kind of let a small mistake compound into something a lot larger than it needed to. So those are the areas that we have to, you know, maybe address and fix up, because you're going to make mistakes over the course of a 60-minute hockey game. You know, there's so many variables, so many different things that can happen that, you know, those mistakes are going to happen. But when they do, you can't, you know, chase them with a second or third mistake that to add on to it.
We're talking with assistant coach Dave Sensor in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 5-3 today and extend their unbeaten streak to 12 games, the nation's longest without losing a game here that dates back to the beginning of October. But, coach, we look at the box score tonight, and with the exception of Matt Robertson's goal as well as Gerald Mayhew, it was three seniors that scored for Ferris State tonight, and you got to talk about the senior leadership here for Ferris State.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Those kids all played pretty well, too, beyond just scoring. And you look at some of the, you know, we had – the first period especially, I thought they really came out and showed a lot of maturity and set the tone. And they played well all night. You know, those were the guys we were leaning on, you know, when we were killing those penalties in the third period. And, you know, especially, you know, you look at our D, look at Scott Zarnows, and, you know, the game he played for us, he logged a ton of minutes out there and really played well. And then, you know, the senior forwards, all those guys, they really did step up and play well for us tonight. And, you know, it shows their maturity and you know, their leadership. And that's why, at the end of the day, we're at where we're at right now.
Ferris State took 6 penalties on the night tonight, a couple checking from behinds and a couple not even in the defensive zone. Unhappy from a coaching standpoint?
Well, I think a couple of those were those situations that we were just kind of talking about where a small mistake compounded into a bigger one. You know, maybe you don't get the puck deep, and then, you know, it kind of gets, you know, a guy gets out of position here if it's a mistake, and then this guy kind of chases this guy, then in the day, you wind up taking a penalty. So, you know, if we can, you can't always eliminate that first mistake, that mistakes are going to happen, but if we can just find a way to maybe stop compounding some of those in those situations, you know, it would help us probably eliminate some of those penalties. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, Lake State's got a really, really good power play. It's dangerous. We, you know, we talked about it throughout the week, and we looked at their setup, and we knew what they were going to do, and, you know, we were worried about it coming in, and it really, you know, lived up to that. So I give our penalty killers and CJ high marks for the way they played, and, you know, they kept us having some composure when we really needed it during that stretch of penalties in the third period, because this would be an easy game too, that, you know, with Lake State playing as well as they did late, and you know, the chances they were getting and the power play opportunities they were getting, it'd be an easy game to let them slide back in. So I give the guys at the end of the day high marks for finding a way to, you know, get a great road win tonight.
Final question for you, Coach Sensor. This is the Johnson Motor Post Game Show, and the Dogs are in the lead 5-3. They won the game 5-3, but very hard to sweep on the road in Division I college hockey.
Absolutely, yeah.
What needs to happen to keep this streak going tomorrow, make it 13 straight games?
Well, I can guarantee you we're going to get a better first period out of Lake State than what we saw today. And their goaltending tonight probably early on, you know, wasn't what it usually is. They have a great, great goaltender in Kapalka. And, you know, so we're going to see a better game from them early on and a better game from their goaltending for sure. I can guarantee you that. So, you know, we just have to, you know, come out like we did, but then find a way to, you know, make sure that we keep that composure, you know, late in the game. And, you know, it's going to be a different game tomorrow. It's going to be a close game at the end, just like tonight's was. you know, it's just how we get there. I guess, you know, you never know how you're going to wind up in that situation. But, you know, hopefully we just come out with a lot of energy and play hard and keep doing the things we were doing for most of the game tonight. Because at the end of the day, too, you know, you look at it and, yeah, they scored two in the third. But, you know, we made some really good plays in the third and we really battled, and especially in those penalty kill situations. So, you know, for the most part, it's high marks for the guys on the win tonight. And if we can come out and really just kind of almost match what we did tonight and then just fix some of those small mistakes and keep them from compounding like we did, I think we'll be in okay shape.
Thanks for your time, Coach. We'll see you back at the hotel.
Thanks, Tom.
It's Assistant Coach Dave Sensor in the Johnson Automotive Postgame Show. Dogs won 5-3 today. They extend their unbeaten streak to 12 consecutive games, four games ahead of second place Bemidji State inside the WCHA. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights after this. This is the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.